Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. Remember, I'm just playing. The bag. AKA 4DB Rick. But since we playing, we're gonna take it back a little bit, you know. Got these T4 niggas with me. Y'all know what's up. So, you know, remember back in the day, you play that little game? You know, it goes like this.
Mo,
catch a
hater,
by the, throw,
choke 'em,
watch 'em,
die,
slow,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I tell you all the time I ain't the one to test, cause I'm seeing your best, and I ain't impressed, so protect your chest, but I'm hunting heads, put a bullet in your brain or a bitch in my face. And if it was Nicki, have a gagging and choking, leaning back saying, with a mouth wide open. Yeah, I do wanna fuck, but then I get in trouble, cause I heard you get around and I don't like rubbers. You fuck with Drake, you fuck with Wayne, I don't fuck with either one, so that ain't my lane. Drake, he a pretty nigga, Wayne is a silly nigga, Drake be taking bubble baths, little Wayne be kissing niggas that I don't agree with. Gotta let the world know, goes to show, even Nicki is a
silly hoe, 40 be for really though.
Yeah, I know I can't lie, if I did fuck, turn the pussy into creep. Let me switch my gears up, talk about a dumb fuck, been a few years and you still got me fucked up. Nigga, I'm a hoodbound, you will never be. Should've took the fake bitch, now you gotta kill me. You been the bitch, and you sweeter the prince. Got off the stage, ain't seen a cent. Gave you a career, how you feel, nigga? Tell me that you talk shit, I dropped 3 tracks, took it all back. Quiet for a long time, never heard a whisper. Your fat baby mom's back, must've missed that. Had all the bitches, but this nigga never carried on. Where he at? Yeah, wait. Moving on, never wrote another song. Rather be a fan, man, you copy the style. You ain't West or a fresh, man. Tuck it, tell her, stay away. Don't respond to what I say. If you do, don't play my city. You ain't even in LA.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo,
catcher,
hater,
by the,
throw,
choke 'em,
watch 'em,
die,
slow,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Fresh, the best, and yes, I'm on. Hollow, tip, they feel the chrome. Tell your bitch what's up with that dome. Fresh, the best, and yes, I'm on. Fresh is the best and no one can test. Two to the throat, one to the chest. ODB witty, I'll be in West. Smoking on kush, never on stress.
Hoodbound,
still infallible faculty.
Fade them all,
with strategic strategies.
Hate it all,
it's a terrible tragedy.
Man, fuck y'all.
Camps full of casualties. Neglected, suspected of inciting the riot. Nympho the great, dictator tyrant. I'm swimming in women without even trying. So when I enter the room, tell that bitch to be quiet. I stay in the K with the niggas in gray. I stay with the K, so nigga don't play. With the gang, nigga, we squabble and shoot. You in the street, niggas, you better salute.
With the gang.
I'm fresher than the motherfucker, I'm from the W. I'm fresher than the motherfucker, that's why I don't fuck with you.
I don't.
You niggas act like you so untouchable.
There you go, right there.
Catch a nigga slip and have tripped, bust at you.
Candace erupted. Niggas is ducking. I'm Nympho the Great. So what they know assumptions.
No.
I'm blasting and pooping. These niggas is shooting.
What they claiming?
West side
gangin', fly. Eeny, meeny, miny,
mo,
catcher,
hater,
by the,
throw,
choke 'em,
watch 'em,
die,
slow,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Witty, West, I'm bout my dough. Greeting, rival, with the bulldog, po-po. Turn it up, that nigga West go. Hoodbound gangster, so you can catch me on the phone. I don't fuck with you phonies, I don't fuck with you snakes. Type of niggas make you grab the gauge, catch a case and blow out your brain. Bury and burn your remains before the first court date. Them pussy niggas I don't like. Tell these bitches they hoe like. Original bitch killer on sight. It's curtains for niggas that switch sides. See, boy, we hit Chuck and Smith and cup your wives. Or reading the fly when it's dead or alive. Continue to get high. Load up my weapon, continue to grind. They ain't bout that life. I call up some real ones that's ready to ride. You ready to die? My niggas is beasts, they eat you alive. Ride with my kind. These other niggas is left to die. I'm sending bad vibes. You'll get turned up on no matter the size. You ask me where I'm from, I chuck up the set and I chuck up the side. I'm pressing the line. No in between, you do or you die. Blasphemy. In matter of time, I'm still in the grind. Your bitch chill with me?
Man.
You ran out of time, I've been in them thighs. Late night, dick my nigga, she out of her mind.
What's up, you guys? Yes, yes, it is Theory of a High Mind with Rich Y, not one. I got my live feed going already, but that's only because I was trying to make sure my camera would start up. So bear with me as I get my mind right. If you are up with me and you are willing to get in this conversation with me, get your blunts ready, your drinks ready. This is going to be, this is not a topic that I came up with myself. It was given to me by a dear friend, and I felt the need to talk about it. And before I start playing some music, because I am going to play some music so I can smoke the rest of my blunt, maybe even get another one ready, drink a little water, try to get my room cooled off and make sure I got everything together before I start. So you got time to get yourself situated, go use the restroom, get your drinks ready, roll your blunts too, and get ready to have a real conversation with me. Let me see here. See if I can get on the live. And I am going to post the link and do this. And see how I can do this. Yes, this is Rick. I'm going to post a link for anyone who wants to listen along and can't afford to stay with the live feed. Hello to everybody that's on the live feed. I can't see all of my comments. I just went on another page to do that. But give me a second. Get your blunts together. You know, if you've been checking out some of my stuff, this is, again, this is a new night. I'm starting off Thursday, the Theory Thursdays. Theory Thursdays. Doesn't that have a great ring to it? Theory Thursdays. Theory of a High Mind, baby. Get your shit right. I'm going to play a few songs right now, and we are really going to get into it. And I hope you guys follow along and enjoy for the night. And I hope I bring your night just as much justice as I'm trying to do mine. Stay tuned with some music right here.
But don't even know the recipe. Think it's about time I start checking the pedigree. I'm an H-time soldier. I done got older. Switched the style up so I had to come colder. From the land of the screw you. The nigga, I don't know you. Got clicks with the goons and they all running through you. I ain't never back down or ran from no nigga. Call me Mayweather, got the one hit the quitter. Got a click with the goons and I shut the spot down. You want it right now, we can get it right now.
Tryna shake my hand, still chasing them dreams while I'm tryna cop them bands. They said I couldn't make it, but yeah, here I am. Follow the plan, now it's time for me to blow. Time for me to get it and go. To be honest, I'm kinda nervous, no pressure though. What if I were to really make it and never lose control? What if I were to really make it and never come back home? Damn, I love riding through the city lights. It gives me hope, cause when I'm gloomy, man, my future's bright. Give me the motive, I do what I do, we'll keep it moving. Can't never lose it, my music is moving, I'm writing movies. Hold up, building a legacy, this empire will stand tall. Long live the real artists, may the fakes fall. I'm building a legacy, this empire will stand tall. Shit, long live the real artists, may the fakes fall.
Middle fingers in my life, that I don't give a damn. Let them haters talk from the sideline.
I'm mine, I own this money, y'all gotta get mine. I can't even see them haters, I'ma play blind. All work, non-stop, boy, watch me grind. Tryna block my shine, boy, keep trying. She haters got me wrong, cause they steady lying. My ex-chick said I wouldn't amount to shit. Next time you probably just look better, be for some dick. Yeah, I know you been scared, you been dismissed. That's your fault, cause you couldn't be legit. If you talking down, I'm taking aim. Turn your back on the fam, I'm taking aim. Staying loyal to the fam, that's a part of the game. If you ask about me, it's not hard to explain, cause I am.
You wasn't the only one. Keep throwing them back, and what the fuck is up in your cup? Chain smoking a pack like you fucked up your lungs. Stress, baby, this too just begun. And when it's a rap, best believe I'll be done. But I ain't done, keeping it real, I'm just done. Falling for a motherfucker that's made for just fun. Housewife and a hoe just a rape like my son. What a man end up with a boy that sucks thumb. Keep pinching my weed, and where the fuck is my fiber? At the end of the day, I can say I'm just full. Doing tricks for a nigga, bitch for a nigga, tits for a nigga. Ought to get dumped on a hump. Lump coming up in my throat, fuck what you know. My mind playing tricks with a nigga though, cause he's telling me shit I wanna hear though. But I don't believe everything I think I know. Spent 13 years sitting on a throne just to get knocked off back to ground zero. Best believe I'm my own fucking hero. I'm a loner, but I really want you there though. But this life that I'm giving got you scared though. Content with messing with these silly hoes, all because you thinking about what happened long before. Got me walking on tops and pins and needles, and you act that if your mind's feeble. Falling for the same shit like you didn't know, with a different bitch that possess the same. Carry on and waiting for you to be the happy home. Am I wrong? You can say so, but I never know. Up in the vibe that's so strong, although you deny and deny and deny, I know what we're here for. And go back, go, let's go. Get a bag and get a bottle. Pick a lane, stay in it, cause tonight I'm on. I'ma live in the green and do what I want. No bullet, shake the attitude at the door. Don't wanna see the ass no time tomorrow. Ain't got no money that you can borrow. Playing taxi cab, listen to all these sorrows. But you say that you and I gonna go farther. But I'm giving you, I'm giving you back. I'm giving you back. I'm giving you. I'm giving you, baby. Too damn much. I'm giving you, baby. I gave it to you. Too damn much.
I'm turned up rolling the freeway. Full thrust on the gas pedal, plane on the runaway. The 16 make them run away. Don't play touchdown like any given Sunday. I'm running laps like a relay. Hostess, I ain't fucking with them cream puff brulee. Coming for that money and I make it back in two ways. Stuck in the millennium but do the old school way. Hypnotic, I'm psychotic, but I got it standing at the head of the line while you plotting. Overripe banana, you know I'm around spotting. All around the world, I'm hard on the world trotting. Now get ready for the green light. Full speed ahead, no hesitation, running red lights. got it right. I'm in the game and I'm taking up the spotlight.
Watch me how I do this street life.
You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Cody B been with it, so you know I'ma kill it. I love beef. Bring it on. I got a stove and a skillet. Now I may never finish.
What's the business?
I ain't even started yet. I just gotta whisper to these bitches, that'll get them wet. But I'm all about my checks, music, and the weed smoking. Bitches wanna see me broken, laughing while they die. I said niggas, I don't fuck with them, they acting like they bitches now. You see me with some niggas, then you know they rapping, huh? This shit is way too easy, daggers known for killing beats. Make it big booty bitches, then they tap their butt cheeks. Take a seat, I'm never weak. I don't even like to think I grew up with scrubs. We tackle niggas on the concrete, but look, I'm still here. 6'6", no fear. Weed smoking, pill popping, hold on, where's my drink? Good looking cousin, I'm buzzing. This is what the fuck about the dagger.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
See, can't nobody fuck with this. When KO's on the mic, I'm on some different type shit. Tryna make a meal on some day and night shit. Arm like a bomb, better duck a mic check. Boom, when I step in the room, temple of doom. Taking out the trash, leave the amateurs the broom, huh? And I ain't flocking with the buzzard. Want a piece of pie, so I'm cooking up the custard. And I'm a rude motherfucker. Standing at the top, can't see, cause there's no other. MC Brady, to me, flipping the beat. And I ain't got no time to starve, I gotta eat. So I'm stacking up the paper just to get a bigger recipe. Killing for that president. Trying to come at me, it's like tampering with evidence. I call it how I see it, cause you other rappers hesitant. Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
That's right.
It's playtime.
Let's have some fun, y'all. Let's go.
Bro.
That's right.
We know that.
This ain't it shit for years.
Yeah.
Get in on this. Let's get on a little bit. A bitch will always be a bitch. Some things will never ever change. They holler for them dollars. They be acting strange for all the change. They jerk they ass to make their money. See them, they don't give a damn. You paying for their private snaps. I'm
stalking them on Instagram.
I'm a different type of man. I won't give a bitch a dime. What I look like paying for a body part that isn't mine. Bitches lost their mind. Now I must correct the problem. Thought that I was catching feelings. Yeah, you're right, bitch. I caught them. Before they did some damage. Trust me, you don't want emotionally. My feelings at the door.
I'm here to win.
I'm always coaching. A bunch of G.I. James. I need a bitch that's trained to kill. And my team brings rings. Nigga, I'm the black pill. On the real though, bitches, Lego my ego. Fuck the bitch, let the homie sit. Don't give her no paper. I'm for the bitches and I'm with it. Am I ever gonna quit? Been doing this for years. These bitches still ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. 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 Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Bitch, nigga, bitch, nigga, bitch, 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 bitch. Mouth running like a faucet, always lying, soft shit. Pimp, hand ain't strong and always getting dismissed. You got your cake and eat it too, but a cookie you won't get. You must be wet behind the ear, cause you talking to a pup like I was born last Friday, not at night. Ain't that a bitch? Gotta push past your belly cause I see you full of shit. Gonna tell you what you want, continue treating you like a trick. Give me everything I want, keep me begging for a dick. Blow me up day and night, trying to game me like a simp. Keep trying in the build up, let you down bit by bit. Wanna leave my ass, but you can't handle it, cause a bitch nigga, oh please,
oh please.
Fuck boy, sit up on me.
I'm
real with it, and I see
real
all the bitch in you, bitch nigga, I see.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. 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 Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Bitches ain't shit
Niggas ain't either. Tell Dag I'ma need 20 grand for the feature. Slap a bitch in the sleeper. Give a dope dick. The home claim she a keeper. No, bitch. Maneuver, manufacture, miscellaneous product.
Portfolio, process.
That's why these hoes is starstruck. She far from loyal. Destroy your confidence. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
That's the way we ended with the music. I had to end it with that bitches ain't shit because, you know, it was funny. Like, you know, I'm a good listener when it comes to my friends when we talk, you know what I'm saying? I understand what they're going through, and I also don't judge their situation. And we are those type of friends to each other. It's a difference between friends. And just because I call you my homie doesn't mean that you my friend, because a friend is something different, and it holds value to me. So when a friend gives me a topic to talk about, I try my best to really get into what I want to talk about it, because you can't really just talk about something from one aspect without touching on another aspect and then another aspect, right? So the topic came up about lazy people, lazy partners, shall I say, your significant other being lazy. But I wanted to take it more to another step and just dwell on the word lazy in general and how people in general can fall short of that laziness. And you know, in the midst of me coming up with this and thinking about it, it made me look into a quote that I remember hearing, but I wanted to make sure I said it correctly on the show. So, and I'm going to quote, and it says, and I quote, I will say, I will always choose a lazy person to do a difficult job because he or she will find an easy way to do it. Bill Gates. And in most aspects, that's true. They will find an easy way. But is the easy way always the best way? And see, that's for people who are lazy. When I advertise my show on Facebook, I looked up a word and I put it on there as my title on Facebook. Those who are watching from Facebook who've seen the post that I was saying, I said, indolent. Now, I had to look at that word because when we talk about lazy people, a lot of us, we're not really just talking about someone that's lazy, because a lazy person is somebody that half-ass does something. Really don't want to do it, but they still do it. They drag their feet to do it, procrastinate. Those are lazy people. But we have reached a new level of laziness. And I had to think, like, what is the word for it? It's indolent. Indolent. Habitual laziness. Avoids work. Avoids interaction. In medical terms, they refer to it, and this just stuck to my head because I really wasn't trying to keep this in my brain, but it stuck to me because I had to put it together. Like, in medical terms, they use it as like a tumor or a cyst that refuses to grow. How about that? And some people have got stuck in that stage in their life where they just refuse to grow. That's the type of lazy that we're touching on tonight. Now let me get back to my notes, because you know I had to make notes for this so I could stay up on the game, and I had to make sure that I put all that together. The quote by Bill Gates, the word indolent. Those two things had to stay with me. Habitual laziness. That's because I've seen it. I caught it. Of course, everybody wished they had that life where they didn't have to work as hard, where they still made the money that they needed, where they can actually enjoy life. But the way our government is set up, we can't do that like that. And especially being Californians, we chose to be here in this high-ass state. And all the things that we want corrected in the city, of course, we got to pay for it out of pocket when it comes to tax time because they got to get the money from somewhere, right? And so to be lazy a lazy person will not cook dinner and decide to eat out all the time. Guilty. Right here. When I do cook, I either make too much or I make just enough, and then now I got to cook again in a couple of days or the next day, which is what I'm not trying to do. But if I make too much food, I end up either throwing it away or putting some in the freezer. Which I can't afford to have a whole bunch of food cooked in the freezer and still be trying to buy food. So I eat out. That's one of my biggest issues. But since I know I eat out, I try to change up now that I know I have an issue with what I eat. What I eat out. I eat a lot more salads. I eat a lot more healthier stuff. If I do go somewhere where I'm eating something like fast food, I make sure it's like somewhere like a soul food joint. So I can get the vegetables that I need. You know, I can switch up on my meats. But it's still me being lazy. Because it's not like I don't know how to cook like them soul food places. It's not like I don't know how to make tacos. It's not like I don't know how to cook, bake, or anything, because I can't. I just be lazy. Doing it for me, I'm not motivated. Doing it for others, I'm motivated. How backwards is that? I'm learning, though. I'm working on me. I'm working on me. But when it comes to laziness, how far are you going to go? Especially when you're in a relationship and you're working with somebody in a partnership. Rather, if that partnership is a business partnership, if it's a marriage, if it's boyfriend-girlfriend, if it's girlfriend-girlfriend, if it's boyfriend-boyfriend, whatever it is, if it's your friendship, whatever it is, why would you want to lack in that? Even more so, why would you want to be lazy for yourself? I call that settling. That's when you said, I'm okay with being average. You see, when I say champagne life on a beer budget, I say, you know, that's me trying to live a bougie lifestyle with the least less money I have. So I make it stretch. I do what I need to do. But some people feel like they can ball out and then figure out how everything else is going to fall into place later on, hoping that they have a net to count with it that's going to catch them, hoping that the other person is going to have them because you wanted to make a selfish decision. And some people get into these relationships, and as a woman, we are nurturers. We are the ones that take care of the kids. You know what I'm saying? Not saying a man can't do it. I'm saying, in general, this is what was taught. We are nurturers. We are affectionate. We are in tune with our feelings. So when we meet a potential mate, sometimes we have a habit of overcompensating to show that person that we are really in their corners, the way that they need a woman to be in their corner. Some men reciprocate and say, okay, yes, this is it. I love her. I'm marrying her. I'm going to always treat her like a queen. We have ups and downs, but it's going to always stay right. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the other ones that's like, oh, I'm going to thrive and make sure she ain't got to worry about nothing because she looked out for me and she showed me that she got my back. Then you got the, oh, she doing all that? I ain't got to do too much then. Let me sit back. She got it. You know, and I'm not going to just say this for women dealing with men that are lazy. I'm going to say this for men dealing with women that are lazy too. I was you know, I look at a lot of TikTok videos and I watch a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff be fake. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes I watch some of these shows like on the ID channel. You see all these different things where you find people that are lazy but feel entitled to something. Everyone feels entitled. And you should, but how are you going to get it? What you're entitled to requires you to go out and get it, not someone else to get it for you. And the problem is people always want someone else to get it for you. That's one of the biggest problems in partnerships and businesses, that people get with people that they're friends and they have an idea together and they be like, let's do it together, rah, rah, rah. One person will be on one page, the other person will be on the other page, and eventually you end up not doing it. Why? Because someone fell off and the other one got discouraged. Because that person that was talking about it was hoping that you just go ahead and get it done for them and they can just jump on the bandwagon. Because see, people are bandwagon riders. They want to ride on your coattail and let you take them through all the shit. And you blocking all the shit so they ain't got the figure. Because of love. See, that's where we fell short sometimes, not just as women, but as an individual, male and female, as homo sapiens. Because there are people out there that really do feel entitled. I don't know why. And feel like you got to get it for them. One thing I said to myself, I said, it's things that I want out of life. In order for me to get it, I got to get it for myself. I know I play around and I tell people all the time, diabetes run in my family, so I don't need a sugar daddy because I don't need that in my life. I never have, never will. When I tried to do it, I had to break that nigga like a bad habit because I don't do that. Now, if you choose to let the Lord use you and you help me, that's a whole other stage. That's pimping, baby. But I ain't never had no fucking sugar daddy. Never been that person. I've always tried to work hard for myself. The one time I tried to get on the county when I was young, I waited in there for 8 hours, and I said, well, damn, and this time I could have found a job and been working and making me a paycheck. So I bounced out and never went back. When I did go back, it was during the pandemic, and that was the first time I was able to get food stamps. 8. But I've always been a go-getter. I've always made no excuses. Testimony time. I used to ride my bike all over town. I was just talking about this earlier. And people who know me from my past know. I used to ride from my home to Carson to take care of my grandparents, then to Torrance to go to work, if my grandfather didn't give me a ride, because I didn't want him to have to drive with his leg hurting. If that was me working the afternoon shift. But if I was working the night shift, I was leaving, going from home to work to my grandmother's house. And wherever the work or home, whichever one was the last spot, I went home from there. I got on the 205 bus that took me around to Compton and Wilmington. And my husband would meet me at the bus stop and we would ride home. That's what I did every night, every day. When I went to school, decided to go back to school, I couldn't really afford it. I was able to get a fee waiver so I didn't have to pay for the classes. But I still had to get the books. I couldn't afford the books. So what did I do? I thought smart. I'm already riding my bike halfway there to get there from work and halfway home. So what can I do to get myself ahead of the game? I went to the library. I checked out the books in the library because you can use them for about an hour or two in the library as long as don't nobody need it. So I go in there, rent it out, start taking pictures of all the chapters that I need, the first 6 chapters, taking pictures of my phone. This is before technology got like this. But it was still good enough for me to be able to take the pictures, go home, put it on my computer so I can see it bigger, and read every page that I needed to read and be able to keep up with what was going on in the class. That's how I survived my last couple of semesters at El Camino, because I needed to assure that I graduate. Because at the end of the day, I didn't want to start going to college and lose all those credits when I could have finished. And at least say I have that. Even if I don't use it, I can say I have that. I continued my education past high school. It may not be what you want. It may not be what you think I could, should have, but I got something. And it took dedication to myself. See, when you bullshit yourself, you telling people about what you got going on, what you doing, how you trying to do it. When you bullshit yourself, it don't hurt them, it hurts you. I give two fucks about what you doing if you ain't actually pushing forward to it. I'm one of them people, I will root you on everything you do. I see somebody saying they doing something good, I'm going to congratulate you. I'm going to try to support you whichever way I can. If I can't buy something from you, whatever you're selling, I'm going to advertise you to the next person who will. One thing I can say about my sister, she's a go-getter. She will go to work, sell Avon. She's just like my grandmother in this too. Go to work, sell Avon, sell Tupperware, sell Mary Kay, and still turn around and buy some stuff that she can sell to herself. Okay? Find out about different ways to make money. Figure out how to get stuff done correctly. Don't went to school and got two, three different degrees. Also, she can work towards her goal to help kids. Teenagers. So you only bullshit yourself when you choose to do nothing. Every day that you wake up, you have an opportunity to grow, learn something new, make a step towards your goal. Even if you don't have a goal, all it takes is just sitting up here and saying, you know what, let me make a goal for myself. And execute it. You may not get it right the first time, but that's all right. That doesn't make you a loser. It makes you a loser when you don't try. It makes you a loser when you give up before even trying. And that's the last thing we need, and that's definitely the last thing we need our children coming up after us to see in this generation with shit so fucked up with social media, technology. Our kids need to see that we have the same get-up that our parents had without the drugs. See, our parents used to get up, make sure we was up on time. And they had multiple kids. It wasn't like they had one. And if they did have one, they still had to do a whole lot because that person was baby. They made sure you was clothed, fed, at school on time. Make sure your homework was done. You know what kills me is how communication was way better before cell phones. Your parents could call you when school was out and when they knew you was going to be there, and you would be there because you were supposed to call in the first fucking place when you got home anyway and say, I'm home, because the speech is going to be what? Don't open the door while I'm there. Take out this meat for dinner. And get your homework done before you start watching TV. And if you was like my grandparents, you had snacks waiting on the table. And as we got older, there was snacks already there for us to cook when we got older. But these are the things that we experience. And I know part of it has a lot to do with the government and how things are going in this world, how things are going up. Everything's going up except for pay, how we are struggling. Single parents have to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet. But that's the hustle in motherfuckers. Some lazy people like to just sell. And that's what bothers me. I may not have no kids, but I do have siblings that had offspring, and it's my job to be a part of this village and assure that they have the knowledge that they need so they don't become lazy with themselves. I try not to half-step myself, and when I do, that's my own damn fault. There's a lot of stuff that I procrastinate to do. That's a Sagittarius trait. We procrastinate. I'm not going to lie. I do that. I will plan it down to a T on how I'm going to do it, review stuff to make sure I know I'm going to do it right, and still wait till the last minute to get it done. But when I get it done, it's correct. May run into a hiccup or two, but I get it done. That's lazy. But this indolence, the habitual label, that's a new one for me. Because there's people really out there that is allergic to work. Quick to fuck up at a full level, 100%, but half-ass clean up. Fingers forgetting that there's three still pointing back at them. Quick to delegate someone else to do the job that they need to do for themselves. How many of y'all know someone that's in their 30s that don't know how to drive and still requiring someone else to trot them around? How many people do you know that are in their 30s and still living at home? How many people do you know that are in their 30s and you see them out more than you see them in? You know? See, the indolent person is the person that don't want to do too much work. They just want to have fun. It's all about life. And a lot of these people, they feel entitled. And when they get like that because they've had that type of life, parents want their kids to have what they didn't have, want them to have a better life so they work hard. And y'all don't realize, and then, you know, we was young once. We forget about that when we had kids, that we was young once. Our kids may be portraying themselves to me as that's my baby and they doing right, but then they go around their friends and be in school and show their fucking ass. And you don't know nothing about it because the teachers and the administration, it's like, oh, let's try to work it out amongst ourselves before they bring the parent involved, when the parents should be involved in the beginning. So when you find out something's going on, it's kind of hard for you to believe because you're like, damn, my child don't act like that around me. However, why are you just telling me about it if this was an issue? Maybe y'all just tripping off my baby. You picking on them now, or her. That's how it comes off. Because we're overworking ourselves to assure that they have a life that doesn't require them to worry. Without realizing the worries that you think they would have is not the worries that they're going to have. They're not worried about bills, money, and taxes and shit until we tell them about it. Our parents never told us about that. They never told us how they had to save up money to get us Christmas gifts, how long they've been saving, when they've been stashing these gifts throughout the year. They never told us about how much they got to pay in bills. Unless we ran up the phone bill to $1,000 talking long distance. Shout out to my sister who ran up the phone bill. It's a lot of y'all back in the day that ran up that particular bill to over $1,000 talking to somebody that was long distance that you didn't have no business talking to. I know there's some people out there that have been there. Talk to me now. But they never talked to us about that stuff. We didn't catch wind of money stuff unless a lot of us wasn't taught early on about how to manage money. We didn't begin learning more about money until we finally got our first job and realized taxes is real and was wondering who the fuck is taxes going to. Is this something you saving to the side for me or what? What was thinking? I remember having a conversation with my niece the first time she got a check. She was like, I was wondering what the hell am I paying taxes for and who the hell is FICA? She wanted to know, why am I paying into Social Security? I ain't old. They're like, who am I paying this for? It's good to hear them conversations, but at the same time, it's almost like we like to make it a surprise because it's like we like to hear the response. But we weren't trained to know anything until we got older. And even when we started working, some of us that had summer jobs and got jobs when we were younger, our parents still claimed that. We wasn't paying taxes. Our parents were still claiming us, especially when we was in college, all the way up until 25. Unless we really had a family of our own and had to take care of our own shit. Now it was like, oh, you on your own. Can't claim you no more because you got somebody to claim. So the shit gets fixed. But when it comes to the lazy people, like I said, put your laziness. I was thinking, what makes people lazy in the first place? You know what I'm saying? Let's tap into that. What makes people become lazy? I feel like this pandemic did a lot of damage to people with their laziness, including me. I got really comfortable with Uber Eats and Postmates. I really did. Fell in love with it. Priority. Make me first. Don't make me wait. Like, we fall into laziness for different reasons. You know, when I first started smoking weed, the first time I ever smoked a blunt, a joint, I had just graduated from the eighth grade, and it was the summertime, and my brother was in his room at my grandmother's house with his friends. I think it was like Harry, Dante, Gary, Rob. It was a few guys, and he called me in there, and I felt like he put me on Front Street. He was like, you want to hit this? And me trying not to be no punk, I'm like, yep. And when I hit, I was like, oh, this shit is fire. Like, I liked the way it made me feel. I was cool, you know? So every time I smoked it in the ninth grade, because my brother was in the 12th grade, it was always with my brother and his friends. I'm the girl with all the tall-ass niggas ditching from Washington to Gardena, walking around Newberry, spraying ourselves down with air freshener before we go home. Yeah, we had that kind of lifestyle. But I didn't really, and you know, during high school, we had smoke outs. We smoked, you know what I'm saying? You got with your friends, you smoked. That's what we did. Had some Arizona, you was bomb. You had some chocolate pie, you was bomb. You had different stuff that you was on, and though you was on. You know what I'm saying? So smoke out parties, yes, we was on it. But it wasn't until after high school that I really got into it on a medicated level, because I realized I have too much respect for my elders to disrespect them, especially my own family. But it's only so much you're going to say to me that I can take before my insides want to explode. And I remember graduating from high school, being out of high school during the summer, and so many times hyperventilating, feeling like my chest was, my heart was about to bust out of my chest because my grandmother was talking at me and not with me. And being the youngest in the whole family, you're never heard because people think you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And it wasn't that I didn't understand what they were saying. I wanted them to understand me as well as I understand them. But being young, dumb, full of time, dealing with a woman that's raised three different generations and working on fourth, it was hard for us to meet in the middle for each other. So I had one of my brother's homeboys. Shout out to Dante B. He used to be in the car with his homeboys. Every time I walked back from, I used to go to Santa Monica College and worked at 9 West in the Beverly Center, first job out of high school. 17 years old after I graduated. I was working there. I would come home. And then when I was in school, I would come home. When I walked past there, I would see my niggas in the car smoking. I get in with them, hit the blunt a couple of times. We hotboxing, so I'm getting even higher with the hotbox. Get out the car, continue my route home since it's on my way home. Get home, and I can deal with all the shit that I have to do for the rest of the evening for about a good 4 or 5 hours. That's how high the weed used to happen. get home, my grandma be like, do this, 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 do this. Don't forget to do that. Get that done. Go get that. Get that. Go over there and get that. Can you pass that? Call these people. Get these people on the phone. What is your sister doing? Talk to me right now. All of that. I would have to do all of that, too. And I would do it like, yes, okay, yes, because I was high. And I can accept it more because I was high. And started wearing off. It's about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And now I'm worthy of going to sleep because it's daytime. All right, I'm going to go make your lunch, and I'm going to sleep. When technically I was really going back to my room because I knew my grandfather worked graveyard. So when she's gone, I can go out in the backyard and smoke a blunt if I want to because my room was adjacent to the room that led you out to the backyard. And my grandmother was upstairs in the front. So I had that time to myself. She was going to sleep because she knew I was going to sleep. If I wanted to have company, I did. Because I was the youngest. I was the one they had to correct. So I didn't have that leeway the way everybody else think I did. You know. I was spoiled when I was a baby, but as I got older and they realized the mistakes they did with my mom, my sister, then my brother, they're like, oh, shit, we can't do it again with her. Nope, you can't do this. Nope, you can't do this. You got to be back by this time. We're going to get you a car, but you can't go nowhere and it went to school and work. And even then, I need you to take care of me before you do that. All those things. So that's how I got into smoky weed. I said all that to that to let you know that's how I got into it. Because I needed to bring myself down enough to be able to deal with certain things without getting too flustered and becoming disrespectful. Now, fast forward, I see other people who smoke weed, and I see how I did. I see how lazy they got. I see people starting to smoke weed because it's a fad. We talk about it all the time. It's become legal, so now everybody wants to smoke it. The kids think it's cool, so they're smoking it. And what it's doing is making them lazy, laid back, eating up all your motherfucking food in the house, then turn around and want some money so they can order some more food. Then they go and sit down and play video games all day. I'll be on TikTok all day and chill and do nothing. Some of y'all probably even smoke with your kids. Who's the staff? But this is what happens. And that pandemic started where it's just cool to smoke. Smoking weed is like smoking cigarettes. But if that's the case, why can't you function the same way you do with cigarettes? And even then, eventually cigarettes can harm you to the point where you can't function the way you want to. See, for me, if I smoke a blunt at the beginning of the day, it's a starter for me. And then when I'm done with the day, it's a celebration. Some people allow weed. And see, this is why they say number one on the drug list. Because we get so high off of weed, and especially the way it's made now, we get so high off of it. And sometimes we chase that high to be just that high. And we get higher and higher. If you really got a good grade of quality of weed, there's no reason to smoke that many blunts at once. There's no need to light up that often. I can smoke up one blunt all day, and then roll up at night and still don't smoke that until in the morning. And I try not to overindulge in that because I'll be at work like, ooh, I'm still tired. Eyes red, bloodshot red, barely open, bags under my eyes. I'm like, come on, y'all, let's get to class. Just as soft as I want to be. And when I can. Let's see. I try not to abuse it in a way where it will cause me to be lazy. I don't like wasting my high either. I don't like smoking before I go to sleep unless I needed to go to sleep. It's a wasted high to smoke and go to sleep. Sorry. It's a wasted high to get even higher because you're already high off the blood that you're smoking. See, when I was broke, really, really living that champagne life on a beer budget, it was a budget in, like I do now. I budget in my weed. I asked myself, how much weed do I need to last me from this check to this check? And let me see what kind of deals they got that work with me. I found the greatest deal ever, 30 grams, 200. That's some great quality weed. Exclusive. That middle of all five. Mid-grade, when it's mid-grade, top shelf, private reserves, exclusive. That's what I'm getting. And then they have exotic and VIP. Now, even though I get the 200, I still get something from the VIP. That'll worry me over with that, too. Because if you get some bomb shit, you can all five of them is going to be some bombs. Because with the 30 grams, I'm getting 10 in just three different times. I'll never get the same one because I like a variety. When you stuck smoking the same kind of weed over and over again, it gets old. And then you need a different flavor. So that's how I move. That's how I get down. But I budget that in so I can do that. And I assure that I'm not overindulging to where I have to re-up before time. Because the whole goal is to assure that I have what I need. Not no one else but me. Because in my life, I said, this is what I need to do. Because like I said at the beginning, I have a problem of prioritizing me. If I had a significant other, if I had a child here that I was taking care of, this would be easy to take care of. Because I would have someone here that I'm doing it for, not just myself. But because I'm doing it for myself, it's a lot harder. Because I don't mind letting this go to take care of this and to get this done. And then I gotta squeeze this in and then put this back. Because that's what you do when you don't want to bullshit yourself. You figure shit out. I told my grandmother before she passed away, I said, I know you there for me, and I know you got my back, and I know I can go to you for anything. But I don't want to be like these white people that's killing themselves and their family when shit go haywire. Fall into another recession and I can't catch myself, and now I'm ready to end it all. I'm not trying to be that person. Let me figure it out now while you're here, so if I do end up almost falling, you can come in and say, whoopsie. Let me figure it out. So again, remember, those who don't know, yes, I lost four people in 2016. Husband, January 7th, uncle, May, April 12th, grandmother, May 12th, grandfather, June 12th. I lost all of them. They were my support system. They were my best friends. They were the people I talked to every fucking day besides some of my best friends, my female best friends. They were the people that I spent all of my time with. So when I went from taking care of my grandparents every day of the week and taking care of my husband every day of the week when I got home, and then still trying to take care of my uncle, who ended up going into a nursing home, helping my sister when she had her surgery, assuring that her kids were straight and she was straight. All these things that I did for my family that I know how to do. It comes natural to me to do this. All was taken away within 6 months. And now I'm figured out. I have to figure out how and what to do with myself. I don't have nobody to go take care of. So let me figure it out. But while I'm sitting over here contemplating, trying to figure it out, I'm bringing people around me trusting that they will be who they say they are, and they weren't. And I'm adapting and learning new things about how damaged people are and how much they can use you physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, because they are damaged. I'm finding this out because the crowd has changed for me. And in the midst of that, I fell back into the habit of wanting to help people. And sometimes when you help people, you're enabling them. You're not giving them the help that they really need. You're giving them the help that you can help them with at the moment that you feel that is valuable. See, I'm one of them people, I can't just give you money like I want to help you out. Like, here's some change to help you along the way. I hope you get on your feet, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't that type of person to turn the other cheek when you my peoples and I fucks with you. I was that type of person where I'm going to help you because I don't want to see you fall. But I don't like being taken advantage of. And one of the things that I had to learn being on my own is how to stand up on my own 2 feet and talk when I don't like something. Now, because of that, that makes me come off like I'm not easy to talk to when I really am. Those who really got to know me and really know me know that they can talk to me about anything. My real friends can check me on anything, and I would accept what they're saying because it's constructive criticism. And if they're correct, I'm going to accept what they're saying because it's right. Even if they're not correct, I accept what they're saying. These are my friends, and they're not going to tell me nothing wrong, and they're not going to tell me something that's not from a good place. My real friends, my real folks. See, that's when you know that you have a good relationship. There's no laziness there. We don't lack on each other. And my friends know who they are. Ashen, Rocky, Missy, Rose, Nia, Brandy, Amari, Kelly, Dominique. Those are real people right there. Female friends. I'm not even going to mention the homeboys. That's some real people in my life. LaMans, Leon. Known for years. And I know they got my back in any shape, form, or fashion. They never going to tell me nothing wrong. They're not going to sugarcoat nothing for me. That's a non-lazy relationship. Come on. See, I got off of what I was trying to say about the different types on how we got you, how we become lazy, because it got good to me in that aspect. But let me get back to telling you, sometimes we are raised to be lazy. Sometimes as parents, we overcompensate in different areas, and it takes away the growth in another area. I told my grandmother something. I said, you grew up a certain way, and because of that, you wanted to make sure that some of the things that you missed out on, some of the things that you didn't have, that we had. But in the same aspect, what you taught us wasn't enough. We didn't have enough information about everything. There were certain things that you left out. So now that you left that out, we're thinking, okay, we got to teach our kids what we do know, but also teach them what we didn't know then too, which is hard to do everything at once. That's why it's important to have a teach, because where you lack at right here, that's when somebody else step up right here. See, I know it's hard to have conversations with your kids about sex sometimes because you have to be mentally prepared to hear what they got to say. And sometimes it throw you back. I know. I just had that happen to me with my niece. She had a conversation with me that had me really, like, appalled and sitting here like, whew, we missed the movies we were supposed to go to because of this conversation. But I had to keep my cool so she feels comfortable talking to me anytime and that she gets the knowledge and the information that she needs to know. And then I had to think about when I was her age, what was I doing? So I had to put all this stuff right through my mind with this conversation, and I was like, oh, my goodness. But we get lazy because of our upbringing. some parents try to compensate for the other parent not being around. So we compensate in different ways, making sure they don't go without. They have everything they want, which means you got to work long hours. And what they really need with your presence is not there. And then you can't monitor them doing the right things. Sometimes we baby our children, overly baby. So they don't get the necessary tools they need in the household for them to function the correct way out in the streets. Because we don't give them that experience with us. This is what happens to a lot of us when we grew up. Parents trying to overcompensate for other parents not being there. Rather if they died early, rather if they just wasn't in the picture at all. Kind of overcompensate for the wrongdoing that they did in the past that the child keeps beating them up for, even though they're trying to make a difference, trying to change. See, we treat our parents like we treat pastors sometimes, where we feel like they aren't human. They're supposed to hold up to a standard without forgetting that they have flaws too. And we don't realize that until later. And sometimes we never realize that because we always still holding that grudge, that entitlement of you owe me this. I didn't choose to be here. That's our go-to. Without saying to myself, well, I'm here now, what? What am I going to do now? How can I change that? Break the cycle. Be different. Sometimes we fall short to our circumstance. Another reason we fall short to laziness. Sickness. Health issues. Some people get babied based off of that. And because they get babied based off of that, that leads them to believe that they are fortunate to be taken care of too. A lot of people just want to be taken care of. No worries. Be taken care of. They want to look like money, but not really go out there and get it for themselves. They want to get what somebody else got. And ain't just gold-digging women out there. It's gold-digging men, too. Another reason somebody could be lazy. They've adapted to it. That's what I was saying about the quarantine. A lot of us got used to being at home. A lot of us said, fuck it, shit, you make more money on unemployment than I can working, so let me just get off this job and go stay at home. That's what you did. A lot of teachers got so used to staying at home, teaching from home, that when it was time to come back, they was like, I don't want to come back, because they was too comfortable. That was the real fight. They were comfortable. I wouldn't want to come back either. But on security, I had to be there. Rather kids are there or not. But this is what, this is how people get into the laziness. They adapt to it. You got a mom at home that's taking care of you, and she just takes care of everything around the house. You don't have to lift a finger. All you got to do is go to school and come home, and you can chill, have a good time. You can have your friends. Now when you get older and she needs help around the house, you don't know how to do anything because you never had any chores to do. You just had your hand out getting, receiving gifts. So that's all you know now. Gimme, gimme, gimme. See? That's really the overcompensating. See, we don't just overcompensate as a single parent. We also overcompensate as a two-family home as well sometimes. Because we want to make sure the kids can occupy themselves. These kids don't know nothing about playing outside like they used to. Very few of them do. But it stops once they, what they do, now they do what they do, ride their bikes over to one person's house so they can play the video game. And then ride back home. No one knows nothing. I just posted this, I think, earlier today, talking about the streetlights. They don't really know what the streetlights mean. My mama was the queen of streetlights. If the streetlight came on and we wasn't in the house, you could hear her belch our name from around the corner. And we would be high-telling it, like track stars, back to the house. Because if we didn't come, once she finished yelling that last name, that was all of our ass. And that's no lie. There's not the same cold there to change the laziness. And some, like I said, some of us just got used to it. They're okay. I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back. I can get my nails done and my hair done. I can keep my hair fresh. My kids is all right. We making it. We getting by. I'm straight. This is the life. But that's not it for me. And even if you choose that, you can still grow every day by learning something new. See, that's what they said college is for. College is not just about getting an education. It's about finding yourself and learning new things and seeing what's out there. That's one thing I appreciated about going to Fairfax. I went to school, even though I lived in Compton all my life, and up until my mother got sick and we had to move with my grandmother. We went to school in Carson where my grandmother lived, using her address. Why? Because my mother wanted us to have a better education. I wanted to go to school with people that looked like me, not people that was looking at me like, damn, who the fuck is this black-ass bitch? I actually got tired of going to school with Carson people. That's why I went to Washington High in the ninth grade. But we had to come back because my mom was sick, so we had to go to Carson school. But I stayed there until the ending of the 10th grade. And that's when I told my grandmother, I said, I got to get out of that school. You want me to graduate? I want to graduate. Get me out of there. I want to go to Fairfax. However, if I can't get there, take me back to Washington. I'm all right there. It's not that far. My grandmother pushing buttons, got into Fairfax. And the Magna program, because they had one spot left. And it worked, because I wanted to graduate with my best friend. Knowing her sister's 7th grade, wanted to graduate. Best friends, hey, high five, we did it. That's what I wanted. And ended up gaining other best friends along with you. And that worked out perfect. And what worked out even more for me is that I was able to be around a variety of people, learn different backgrounds. See, when you're used to being in your same environment, you don't get a chance to grow. Because you're used to being around Spanish. You're used to the Asians doing our nails and having stores. You're used to black people just chilling, smoking, drinking weed, gangbanging. You're used to your environment. You're used to this ghetto shit and not realizing it's the whole world out there. I started showing my nieces and nephews different things, showing them different places that's out there so they can realize you don't have to stay right here. There's so much out there for you to know, so much you can learn. The things they learn is not always the best things, but you can learn some really good things. You can see some different things that can spark your interest. If you put yourself in that predicament, you might see something and be like, damn, that's hard. I want to learn how they do that. And you can do it. But you have to want to do it. You have to open your mind to seeing new things. You can't just be on TikTok watching the funny videos. You got to be looking at them life hacks. A lot of y'all talking about, oh, I want a garden, but I need my own place. No, you don't. Find a corner in your house and do one. Make sure it has sun or either put a lamp on it. You can do it for yourself if you try. It's when you become indolent that you become nothing. Why would you want someone in your life doing everything for you and you not appreciate or try to meet them halfway? I see so many times different people that I know, women and men, that are in relationships where they put their all into it. I'm talking assuring that you have the best education, assuring that they don't have to worry about nothing, assuring that the bills are going to get paid, assuring that everything is going to be all right. But meanwhile, things aren't all right. Things aren't working the way you want them to. And now, there it is. Almost lost the juice. And now, you forced to sit here and think to yourself, how did I get stuck with this lazy motherfucker? I thought she at least cooked and cleaned. I thought he would at least help out. I thought he would at least assist with this. That at least you thought they were going to do. That's some expectations that we have. And sometimes expectations lead to disappointment because we always assume that this person is going to adapt to what we need them to be. And sometimes that's never going to happen. Sometimes you have to put your foot down in a way that they see that you're not going to stand for this anymore. You have to create boundaries, regardless of who it is. You have to create boundaries, family or not. As women, we tend to, and I've seen this in a few of my peoples that I've been around in life, we tend to lose ourselves in our families. You know, I've seen this in relationships and with just women. We get so caught up and raising our kids and making sure they have the best life, being there for them, doing everything you can for them. You are there for everybody. And then you're taking care of your husband. You're doing what you need for them. Or if it's the husband that's doing everything, there for the kids, leaving work early, doing the dad thing, and there for the wife. Whoever it is, it's someone that you're giving to. And they don't appreciate it. And the more you give, the more you're subtracting from yourself. And as the kids get older, in relationships sometimes the growth grows apart. And now as the kids get older, you got to reintroduce yourselves to each other and find another middle ground for each other to love each other again. Because y'all got in the habit of being a partnership in this aspect. Sometimes it's not even a partnership. Sometimes it's just organized chaos that happens to work so long, and now it's like, now what we do? Because now we really don't like each other, now that we really don't have the kids to keep us on meeting ground. And especially as women, and sometimes as men, we lose ourselves, and now we don't know what to do with ourselves. The same thing that happened to me when I was so busy helping everybody, and then I didn't have nobody, and I lost myself and didn't know what to do with myself. I had to reintroduce myself to myself. Sometimes we have to do that, ladies and gentlemen. We have to reintroduce ourselves to ourselves. Look at yourself in the mirror. Acknowledge that you are beautiful. Acknowledge that there are some things that you can work on about yourself. Acknowledge some of the things that you want to change. See, we always do those New Year resolutions. I ain't seen too many of them this year. We do those New Year's resolutions talking about, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, this is what I'm going to do this year, this is what I'm going to do that year, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to change this, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to do this. We do all these things. We come through this whole list of things that we say we're going to do, and how many actually finish it by the beginning of the next year? See, I don't do New Year resolutions no more. I do New Year's reflection. Because now I can look at all the things that I've accomplished over the years and say, what is my next step to what I'm doing? See, I set goals for myself for the year, for 3 months, 6 months, get myself a time frame. I got a time frame to get something done before the summertime. I haven't started on it yet. Doesn't mean it's not going to be done. Because I'm pretty much almost ready. But I'm starting somewhere. I'm getting it. I have a plan. I'm moving in that light. I'm learning how to execute for myself. Because these are the things that I want. I can't bullshit me. I can't. It's only a few people that I'm a bullshit in life. One is my job. Because we all don't want to work, right? We wish we could stay home. We wish the job wasn't so stressful sometimes. But it's stupid. And you got to fake it till you make it. Pay me to fake it. They pay me to do a job. And my job is not completely consist of complaining all the damn time. I can't do that. What's good is that going to do to them? So I do it. Because I can't bullshit myself, right? Bullshit all the time when we say, oh, I'm going to call off. Bullshit, I ain't feeling good. I'm going home. And really, you're just trying to start your weekend early. That's where I bullshit at. I bullshit by procrastinating. I bullshit not cooking. That's where my laziness comes in at. But the glass is half full, not half empty with me. Continue to grow, rather if it's learning something new, if it's enhancing my lifestyle, if it's changing up. I have to adapt to drinking more water. They told me I need to drink a gallon of alkaline water. I had to stop doing that because I was getting too full that I was becoming so full that I had the itis. And that's, I had to realize I'm eating salads, I'm eating leafy green foods, vegetables. All of this stuff has a lot of water in it. Plus I'm drinking a gallon. I ain't never drunk a gallon of nothing every day. So I had to slow down on how much water I was putting in my system because my stomach was stuck out so far. People was asking me how many months I was. But see, I'm trying to do the lifestyle change. I'm trying to do what they tell me to do so I can get myself right, so I can be a healthier version of me. Because as we get older, that's how when the health issues really start to set in. And if we don't catch it early, if we don't start doing something early, we're fucked. A lot of people look lazy in that aspect. I'm lazy in that aspect. I seen my grandmother get bedridden and she wasn't really upper body strength. I don't want to be that person. So I'm trying my best to get up, do stuff. But I'm also recognizing my age and learning that I need to boss up and be able to pay people to do certain things that I shouldn't have to do. Because I ain't kissing no nigga ass to come over here and help me do shit. If you ain't going to let the Lord use you and come do it out the kindness of your heart, I'm damn sure not going to press the issue. That's just how I get down. Because at the end of the day, it's my establishment that I have to take care of. I can't expect anyone else to do it but me. What I can expect them to do is not fuck it up any more than what it is. But back to laziness. That lazy shit, the level into indolence, because people really don't want to do shit. And if you had already gotten into that habit of not doing shit, that's how it be. You can zone out into stuff. I'll tell you something like this. Love my husband. Miss him every damn day. If I can walk in the living room and see him playing the video game again, I wouldn't even trip. But let's be honest, that video game was a problem with us. One of my biggest issues with him is the fact that he always needed help to get a job done. And he's what I consider lazy, not indolent, because he had a lot of things done for him, but he knew how to do certain things for himself as well. But when it came to doing things that needed to be done, he procrastinated, and he would ask for help. But the people that he would ask for help aren't really the type of people that would help. They will come over and smoke and then get lazy, or come over, smoke, and then play the game, come over, smoke, and slap some bones. The network would never really get done. They'll do a couple of things in there, stop and smoke. A couple of my things, stop and smoke. Never fully got jobs completely done. And then it was times when he would ask people for help, and they wouldn't want to help. For instance, he would have asked for someone to come help him get some stuff done in the yard. And they wouldn't want to come. And I would understand why they wouldn't want to come, because they have their own yard to do. And sometimes their parents or somebody else's house to do. They don't want to come over and help you do your job, and you're not even telling them exactly what you need help with. And have you even tried to do it yourself without help? See, these are the things people fail to realize. We can ask for help all day long, but have you stopped and tried to do it for yourself before you ask for help? That's one of my biggest issues. I always try to do it for myself before I ask for help. Me and my homegirl was talking about that. Shout out to Amari. We were saying how we have a habit of waiting to the last minute to actually ask for help. And that's the detrimental of us, because I want to say it's almost a pride thing. But it's not just that. It's also the fact that we should be able to do it for ourselves. We're beating ourselves up mentally because we have to ask, but we really don't want to. All of my friends know if I ever borrow some money from them, they know I really didn't want to ask them. It was my last resort to ask them. Last thing I wanted to do. But I did it, because regardless of how much pride I got to try to get it for myself, I know who I can go to that's going to have my back. See, my siblings know if I ask them for money, it's not that often, and I'm not going to ask you for a lot. If I do ask you for a lot, it's an emergency. But I don't never try to borrow something that I can't pay back. It's always my goal to try to pay a person back, even if they're not expecting it. I still want to pay you back, because I don't want that shit hovering over my head. Because a lot of people have a bad habit of being like, I did this for you, you do this for me. And then he'd be like, eh. I learned that, family. Because, see, we don't realize the idea of family, being around cousins, being around friends, is to learn about bad habits people will have out there. So when it happens to somebody that ain't your family, you can't get really too mad, because your family doesn't always know what happens when that happens. You have experience in that. That goes to a quote that I wanted to say for tonight. Let me go to it real quick so I can let y'all in on a secret. Because I've been coming across a lot of stuff that sounds so good to me. And I almost want, I got to change it and put it on my wall so I can always, always see it. But it says this. Don't be afraid to start over again. This time you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. That shit hit me on so many different levels. Because I've been afraid to start over with when it comes to relationships. I've been afraid to move in the light that I need to, procrastinating the steps that I need to take. But now it's like it's time to execute. It's time to execute. Level up. See, I seen someone post something saying, you know, after you do all the encouraging other people, who's there to encourage you? Who do you go to for encouragement? Who do you go to for when you're down? I have to say God. You know why? Because he's present in everything we do. He's present right here. This is the temple, right? Why aren't we living in our God status? Sometimes we just have to take our crown off, stretch us a little bit, dust off your shoulders, take a good shower, shine it up, and put it back on your head. And get ready for the next day. And sleep like the queen you are, or the king you are. We all have an entitlement in us. But we have to get it for ourselves. We have to want it for ourselves. You can't get it off the backbones of someone else. I was watching a video earlier. I'm pretty sure it was fake, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, and I'm going to take it back to even something more. It was a video. If you look on my Facebook page, you will see this video that I posted of two women that was in a courtroom getting read the last testimony of their late husband. I said there because one is the first husband. It was the first wife. The second one was the second wife. It's the second wife that's the bimbo. The first wife that was with him for 25 years, got kids together, lived a life together, and he broke up and got with this little young bitch for the rest of his old age. Okay? They both thought they was entitled to some money. They both thought they was getting something. What they got was not what they expected. The first wife got the dog. That was the family dog, and she was okay with that, but she was still upset that she didn't get his money. The new wife was mad that all she got was some antique encyclopedias. Okay? Ungrateful about what she was getting. Now, take you back to something else. They were both ungrateful, talking about we're going to appeal this. Why? Because he want all of his assets to go to Goodwill, all of his money, all of his financial gains, his properties to go to Goodwill, sold and gone to Goodwill. And he gave y'all two things that should be that sentimental to him, that he felt that had value to him, that it should remind you of him. Because see, you guys felt entitled to his money. You didn't see him for who he was. You seen him for the dollar sign that was over his head. I'm afraid for people to see me like that because I'm a broke bitch. I just make it look good. Every now and then you might see me trick some money off, but that's because I done said, oh, I'm going to pay just a little bit on this so I can do this. I'm going to not pay this month, but I'm going to pay it next month. I'm going to go ahead and do this extra work on the side. But, you know, you always got to have a hustle. You always got to be doing something illegal and have a full-time job, if not two, while you're working, you're living in California, especially Los Angeles County. You have to have multiple heads. I heard two things I heard as I was growing up. You got to have six successful businesses to be a successful millionaire. That's one. Two, most millionaires don't become millionaires until they're in their 40s. Guess what? Just made it. That's what I'm working on, being a millionaire. And I don't want to be a millionaire. I just want to be, you know, Just let me be comfortable. Let me be able to have my bills come direct payment out of my account and still got wiggle room to do what I need to do without having to bust no brakes. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I'm working towards, being able to take care of myself without needing the help. Because we should be able to do that. I'm one of them. I want to be that person. See, a lot of us women, when we were females, when we were, because I'm not going to say all women, but some of you women is bitches, some of you is hoes, some of you is just who, just in a species that I can't even speak of, you know. But as females, we were taught the same thing our mothers was taught, because we had to assure that we don't fall short. Always watch over yourself. Take care of yourself. Look out for yourself. See, these bitches is dumb. They get with these men, they got money, and they let them spend all this money on them when they really should be saying, baby, let me just hold it to pay these bills and put some money up to the side so in case shit get hectic, they got something to take care of themselves. Or when they get enough money stacked, they say, okay, let me start a business. I'll do something here. See, they just don't really think like that. They don't think for the long run. They just like, oh, he icing me out. I look fly. My nails and my hair stay done. That's the shit that be happening. It's a lot of Bo Weevils out here. Some of y'all don't know what Bo Weevil is. Two of my homegirls know what Bo Weevil is. Look it up. It's an old school song my grandma used to talk about. She always used to say that he gonna be like Bo Weevil, looking for a hoe, just looking for a hoe, just looking for a hoe. That was my grandmother. She used to do that shit. That was her song. I don't know why. She used to always say that about my grandfather. Every time they argue, you keep messing with me, you gonna be like Bo Weevil, just looking for a hoe. And it'd be funny, but when I actually listened to what she's saying and listened to the song, I was like, damn. Bo Weevil was a nigga that was running from one woman's house to the other nigga, huh? Because he was cold and needed somewhere to stay. He was just looking for a home. Just looking for a home. Whisper anything good in your ear. Tax season, just looking for a home. Wintertime, just looking for a home. And like seconds we fall for it, like, ooh, I want a king in my castle. I like being held at night. Oh, I'm missing when he gone. Yeah, I want him here. Without taking into consideration to get to know the person before you move somebody in, because when you break up, it's a lot harder then. Comedian once said, it's so easy to get in a relationship. It's hard to break up because you got so many bills together, you don't know what the fuck to do. And me and my husband, we kind of kept it separate. We were smart about our shit. When we moved out, he was like, all right, I got the rent, you get the bills, and we got it straight like that. Damn, all right. He said, I get the groceries, take care of the stuff we need around the house. You get what you need. He had certain foods he liked to eat. He will cook it for himself. He washed his own clothes. We'll get mad when I mess up and don't clean up. You always leaving for work and leaving all this shit around the house. You right. Let me clean up after myself. See? Partnership. You got to work at it. But you can't be the only one working at it. You can't be the only one trying. And that trying has to be consistent. A lot of motherfuckers got a habit of saying, oh, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm going to stop doing that. I hear you. And then a couple of weeks later, after it dies down, they go right back into the same habits that they used to. That's not fair for the person that you with. It's not fair to overwork a person that you with, having them doing everything for your beck and call, there for you. It bothers me that I see people, and I'm not even going to just talk about a relationship-wise. I'm going to talk about family-wise. It bothers me how your family take care of you all of your life. And as they get older, This is the difference between China and America. When they get older and they need assistance, and you can't even assist them the way that they need you to assist them. You too lazy for your own life, so you damn sure not going to do anything for someone else's life. I've seen people sit back and watch their family fall, know that their grandparents is falling off the wayside, getting older, or their mothers and fathers is getting older, and you haven't talked to them and seen them in years and months, or even living in their house and treating them like shit. Won't lift a fucking finger for them. Probably do one thing and expect them to write home about it. Throw a fucking parade. Yeehaw, this bitch got me a goddamn TV. That's the shit that we do. Why? Because we're so mentally disturbed by how we was raised. We feel like they've dropped the ball in certain areas without realizing that they're only human and that we're not always going to be right, just like we wasn't always right as a child. And I bet as a parent now, you're not always right now then. Because they don't have books on how to raise a child, because every child is different. Different strokes for different folks, right? And I know what y'all saying. You don't even have any kids. How are you going to talk about having kids? I help raise children. My two oldest nieces, I was in their life consistently. Been watching them since they was 2 years old. Was there at their graduation. All of them. They spent the night at my house every fucking weekend, damn near. Unless they had something else going on. But they was with me. Yeah. I'm the one that got them into church. Me and my grandmother. My sister's kids. They know me. They know anything about that life. I beat them up. They know not to disrespect me. Because I'm about their life. But they also know I'm cool and they can talk to me. They also know that I'm a little more in tune with today's social scenes than my other siblings are. Now, my two youngest babies, I haven't got that relationship with them yet, but I'm working towards that as I get older. I have to. They know me. They love me. But I don't spend as much time with them as I should. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. So, I say that to tell you, we have these family members that we neglect to give something to. And I'm going to tell you, I wasn't always the giving person to my grandparents. I wasn't. I fought them every step of the way because I felt like it should have been a shared job in between the grandkids. I felt like everybody should have played a part in what took place in their life. Things began to change even more and got to the drastic side of things. I said to myself, no one doesn't really seem to care as much. I need to step up. I need to get off my high horse just for a second to realize that these people have been there for me after my parents passed away. These people were there for me when I went to jail both times, when I got sent to the Rampart District in high school. When I graduated, assured that I was able to, it was a lot of things I fought them on, but at the same time, it was a lot of things that they did for me that made a difference. And regardless of how much I fought them on a lot of things because I wanted to be heard, I still heard what they said to me. I took everything in. It's a lot of things that I don't do now based off the fact that I had conversations with my grandparents, actually heard a lot of things that they said when I was growing up that made sense to me, and seen a lot of things that made me adapt. That's what makes me good at being a security guard, because I'm very observant. Because, again, being the youngest, you are seen and not heard. So I did a lot of listening, watching, monitoring. You knew something was up, but you couldn't really put your finger on it as a kid because certain things wasn't talked to you at a certain age. But you knew what was up. And as you got older, you was like, yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, I knew something was up. Ah, I figured it was her. All that shit. You learn. And I adapted to a lot of things that she taught me. I apply it to my life. And the things that she didn't teach me that I learned just from watching, I apply it to my life. One of the reasons why I'm trying to be better at taking care of me. Because there were some things that transpired in her life that made me say, ah, let me make sure I get that right. Let me make sure I'm doing what I need to do for me. So, see, the laziness isn't in me. The laziness isn't in anyone. We adapt to that because that's what we used to doing. When it's time to get up and do something, we really don't do what we need to do. How many jobs have you actually had? Because let's be honest, back in the day, the way they taught us, you really don't want to have multiple jobs on your resume. You want to have as few as you can with a long history of being there. Because it shows that you're dedicated. It shows that you are trying to grow with the company and not just trying to get by on ends meet. That's what they want to see. But a lot of times we get into these jobs half-assed and we don't like it. We quit quickly. We move on to the next one without actually planning ahead of time. See, when we were younger, back in our day, we could do that. Because gas was cheaper even though we complained then. Oh, it's gas is $1.99. Wish it was $1.99 now. Complaining about how expensive cigarettes was, $7 back then, $6 or $7. Oh my God. Buying weed. When you wanted the good weed, it was $20. And you wanted to get the $5 ones. If you had the hookup, you can get some five shit on a good deal. Let the weed man smoke with you. Let one of the homeboys pull up on you and smoke with you. I didn't have to start buying my weed until I got with my husband. And even then, I had connects. So, I know what to do. But it is something that I said, step up and get it done. I said, if you get up and go over there on these days, and I discussed this with my grandma because my grandmother was one of the people, as soon as you leave, she want to know when you're coming back before you leave. Like my client before she leaves my house, she sets up her appointment for the next time she's coming to get her hair done. That's how my grandmother was. When you coming back? So I said, let me assure that I'm giving her the attention that she needs. So I started coming over there. I said, I'm going to come, Granny. I'm coming Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then I'm going to come on Sunday. I'm going to come the days that I work. Matter of fact, I said I was coming Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So that way I can have Friday and Saturday the second of me off. But those are my days off. If I did come Friday, it was Friday morning because I knew I wouldn't have to see her for the rest of the day, and then I have Saturday. Then I go see her Sunday morning before work because my schedule was Sunday through Thursday. 3 days. Swing shift, 2 days, graveyard. Now, I started doing that willingly because I wanted to assure that my grandmother's taken care of. I timed out my schedule. I timed out how long it takes me to get to her house. I just love riding my bike. I roll up a blunt or a joint or something, put my music in my ears, Had my shit hanging off my shit, so can't nobody mess with me. Got 1986 blue Schwinn. Okay? Still got it. Can't wait for this summer for my bike ride. And I used to pedal on, straight down the street, get over to Avalon, and take Avalon straight up. Because if you take Central or Wilmington, you're going to hit them hills. The hill on Avalon is not as bad. You can get up that hill. Then when my grandfather got sick, I said, "Dad, we don't know nothing about his medical history. Somebody need to step up with that." So when I was going over to my grandmother's house for her on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, I was going over to my grandmother's house on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for my grandfather, trying to keep Saturday for myself. But I still had a husband. And I still had my wifely duties to do. I still had to be that woman in his life. Although he understood what I was doing, he still felt neglected. It's easy for that to happen as a woman when you're pulled in so many directions. They understand, but they still need their love too. Same thing with a woman that has a man that's working so often. We get it. You're trying to provide, but I need love too. The same thing with that kid that you're trying to make sure they don't have to worry about nothing and need to go without anything. They still need your presence, that love too. So yes, I had to come home, stay up a little later than I wanted to, cook if I needed to, if it wasn't already done, watch a TV show or two, stay up long enough so we can have sex. I was one of them people that timed up. If I go to sleep at this time, I can get this much sleep so I can get up and do this. If I set everything up, I can be ready by this time so I can do what I got to do. Because I made that sacrifice. And in the same sense of that, I got my uncle like, "Hey, we need to go meet with the lawyer so y'all can make sure everything is left to you." What? And then in the midst of my grandfather finding out that he has cancer, my uncle has a stroke. Now we can't go see the lawyer because he is diagnosed with dementia. He's unstable. He's unfit. Can't do that now because it looks like I'm coercing him, even though I don't live in the same house as him. So now we can't do that. I can't take care of him, my grandparents, my husband, and my sister just finally moving back with my grandmother and getting better after her second brain tumor surgery. It was hard. Having all these sick people in one house and have to do it all by myself. It was hard. Having to flip my grandmother to one side, to the other side, on each hip to make sure her bed was clean, that she was clean, that she had on fresh clothes, that her hair was done, that she had a nurse coming out to her house so they can make sure she's okay, assuring that she don't get bed sores too bad, and when she did try to take care of it, making sure she her hair was washed, found. I found some shampoo I didn't have to rinse and got some hair some leave-in conditioner. Then I got her the best grease. I got her the best soap because I didn't just wipe her down with a rag. No, I got a bucket. We use soap. You got washed up well. You got fresh stuff put on your bed. You got everything organized. You got a great breakfast. Because I'm not going to cook you no bullshit. I'm going to cook something like I would cook myself. You're going to have the eggs. I'm going to put the stuff you like on the side. I'm going to make you a boiled egg if you want a boiled egg. I'm going to put some bacon on the side. I'm going to put a piece of toast with some butter and some jelly on it. I'm going to give you a cup of orange juice. I'm going to give you your Ensure. I'm going to make sure you got cold water. And I'm going to make sure you're sitting up in the bed so you can eat this and it digests correctly. See, my grandmother had dementia too, quiet as a cat. But she wasn't that far off gone. Neither was my uncle. The only reason why we knew he was far off gone is because he always wanted to drive and not stop driving until he figured out where he's going. And by then, the police stops him and calls me, and now I got to pick him up way in San Diego, way in Lancaster. So that's how we knew something was wrong, but he didn't want to get checked until he was forced. So now he got to go to a nursing home because I can't do it all by myself on a bike. So in the same sense all this is going on, husband's been sick since Christmas, gets out the hospital New Year's Day, 7 days later, 6 days later, go back to the hospital, and on the seventh day, he dies. Dies, stroke, cancer from grandfather, death from my husband, stroke from my uncle, and then the procedure starts from my grandfather. Then my uncle goes through the similar thing that my husband went through, septic shock after getting pneumonia. And then I'm forced with saying to pull the plug or not via my grandmother's power of attorney while she's sick, bedridden, can't get out and can't do nothing. I have to speak for her. So now I got to roll around with this book saying that I understand everything's going on in this book. This is the role that I took on, not because I wanted to, because I had to. Because it was my responsibility to these people to assure that their life was valued. I watched each one of them close their eyes. I watched each one of them die. I watched each one of them take their last breath. That's a hard pill to swallow when you got your whole team falling off. Till death parts you, right? Y'all think that's easy? It's not. It's not. I still deal with it day to day. But I don't let it break me. I have my moments. And you're entitled to that. When you lose someone close to you that you care about, that you was there with. See, it's kind of hard for me to give respect to people who cry about people that they wasn't really in their life like that. Oh, I seen her 2 years ago. I ain't seen her since. Bitch, you didn't give a fuck about that woman? Don't cry over someone that don't come to the day to assure that they knew you valued them as a person. I grew up knowing that I didn't want my peoples to rest today, and I know that I didn't love you. I wanted to make sure that when my grandparents, I wanted them to have the same luxury that they gave my mother. My mother passed away in her own bed. Her original bed that she grew up in her original room in her mother's house. And my mother was the first graduating class from Carson High. Yeah, that happened. She was the only child, so she was spoiled, bougie, had white and black friends. But she loved her some black men. That's what happens. You take care of those who took care of you. Even if they didn't do such a good job, they tried the best that they can. They try. You have to give them that opportunity, that leeway of knowing that we are humans. Now, if you're upset because you felt like they could have done something different, yes, they could have done something different, but maybe they don't know different. Maybe they don't know how. Maybe they haven't adjusted to learning that themselves, so they're going off of what they were taught, what they know. I blame a lot of these badass kids that's growing up nowadays on lazy parenting. I've seen it before. You don't want to put yourself on punishment, putting your kids on punishment. You don't want to sit there for hours trying to teach your kids how to do work in their class. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't know how to do it yourself. Or either you're just too tired to sit up there and take the time out to do it. And you can't afford to get a tutor. So what you do? You send them to the after-school program so they can get the assistance there because that's supposed to help. But it really don't. One person has 15 students at a minimum in the after-school program. And they got to help each kid how to count 2 plus 2, 5 times 6. 50 divided into 5. These are things that they have to go through. distractions, and they done changed it up, and we get frustrated. Sometimes we get so frustrated that we just be like, right, the answer. The answer is this. Because we don't have time. We don't have the patience. We spent all of our patience on giving it to a job that half of us can't even fucking stand. Get the dream job and be like, ugh, this is what I set myself up for. This ain't it. But you can't really afford to let it go because you don't have nothing else yet, and it's giving you what you need right now, and you just got to accept it. The one thing I said I wanted out of myself, or because something that I learned from my grandmother watching her. My grandmother went to a job every fucking day that she hated. And when she would come home just disgruntled and upset with her life at her job and would take it out on us. And I didn't like that. So in the back of my mind, I said, damn, I don't want a job that I don't like because I don't want to come home and take it out on nobody. The hell, I ain't got nobody to take it out on. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't like my job right now. I don't. There's some discomfort there that I can't leave. Planning my escape, but I can't leave. See, I got some things on the brain that I'm working out for myself. Because I believe if you complain too much about something, you have to learn how to fix it. What's going to stop you from complaining about some shit? See, that's where that lazy shit comes from. I always want to complain that something is not going right or something is wrong. Once you figure out what the fuck is wrong, what you going to do about to fix it? These are the things we need to adapt to. We know what our habit is. We know what we need to fix about ourselves. We know what we want for ourselves. How are we going to get it? How do we work towards our goal? How do you find out? I tell the kids every day, it pisses me off how many kids I got to tell go to class. The same kids I got to tell go to class every fucking day. And they tell me, oh, it's boring in class. We got a substitute. We ain't doing shit. I already finished my work. I don't have nothing else to do. You got a whole motherfucking world in your motherfucking pocket where you can actually sit there and say, let me plan my motherfucking future. You get on TikTok and learn how to do them fucking videos where you can dance and shit. You get on there and learn all the stuff that they want you to do that's bad, fucking up the school challenges and shit. You go in there and learn that your mama got some money in your name and you feel like you're entitled to it. You learn about all these different things that ain't got nothing to do with you. But you apply to your life and feel entitled. Feel that this is for you. Without taking in consideration all the shit that comes along with doing it. I had to tell my nephew to do that. He said, I want to get a job and get my own place. I said, you say that like it's easy. That's not easy. Where do you think you're going to find a place and a job that's going to hire you and let you do the job and make enough money to have your own place? At your age, you're not mentally ready. You haven't even graduated high school yet. You haven't finish that, so how are you going to finish something else? Kids, we're so quick to want to leave. I was ready to leave. I wanted to leave. But the problem is we don't have the correct knowledge to do it correctly. That's what I'll be trying to teach now. You want to leave? Get an education. It's so easier than what it was when we were younger. When we were younger, we didn't just have to get a 2.0 and better. We had to take the SATs. We had to take the pre-SATs. We had to take the ACTs. We had to write letters. We had to get college applications. We had to get letters of recommendation. We had to get a lot of shit. We had to be involved in this and that. Had so many balls in different courts. So when our application came together and was submitted for these different schools that we had to pay to submit for, hopefully one of us accepted us. You see, that's why I said my family fell short on, because they wanted me to allow them to tell me what to do in my life after I graduated high school. And I didn't want that. I didn't want you to tell me what to do. I wanted you to guide me how I'm supposed to do it. Because telling me what to do is too much control that I'm giving you. And in order for me to be an adult, I have to learn how to stand on my own two feet and be able to stand up for myself. First starting with, I know what I want for my future. Now, there's certain things they stopped me from doing. I wanted to learn how to do mechanics when it was free to me. Because working in the schools, trying to learn it in the schools, it was kind of like a kick it class. Not every school really took their mechanics class seriously. So I didn't really learn anything from mechanics. But they had that little program where you can go to school outside the school. And I wanted to do cosmetology, and they were like, no, you need to become a nurse or a teacher. And I'm like, ooh, that's old school. So then I said, you know what? I want to learn how to work on cars. Not because I want to be a mechanic, but I just don't want to get dicked out of my money. Because I see how this mechanic keeps doing, y'all. You got to send this car back over there for the transmission after the warranty runs out. And now you got to pay a whole fee again. You ain't got it like that. My grandfather, my grandbaby ain't going to be working on no motherfucking car. Now look at it. I know a little bit now where I can take care of some stuff on my own and know how to take it to the shop and say, this is what's wrong with it. I need you to check it and make sure that's what it is and fix it. Because I know I had to adapt to that as I grew older. They didn't want me to go to cosmetology school, but I still went. But the reason why I didn't finish is because I don't like motherfuckers over my shoulders. I don't like nosy people. I'm an open book. There's no reason for you to be watching that tough. And plus, I don't like germs. That's one thing I can't stand. Somebody over my food, I don't know what's going to fall out your nose. I don't know if you're going to spit something out your mouth. I don't know if any boogers or something going to fall out your eyes. Or wax roll down your fucking ear, off your chest, into my goddamn poop. I don't do that. I don't even like standing over my food. I stare like this. Because I don't want nothing to fall off of me. I don't want a sweat to drop off. I'll be worrying about that when you see them cooks on, like, Hell's Kitchen and shit. When they start sweating and shit and they got to wipe the back of their shit. I'll be thinking to myself, ugh, I hope that ain't getting in the food. I hope that sweat didn't drop down in the grease. You know what I'm saying? How many times has you got Uber Eats? I'll be freaking out sometimes because I'll be thinking, even if you don't go, if you go to these fast food joints and you go get your fries and your burgers, and then they just put their hands on a pile of ketchup and throw it on top of your fries, bitch, that's nasty. I don't know where your hands been, how clean they are. You're throwing that shit on top of my fries. Now I don't really want to eat it. Where this packages been? Has anything been running around on top of these packages? Why you throwing them on top of my fries? And I tell them, no condoms. Just give me some napkins. Stop hogging all the napkins and give me some fucking napkins. I know toilet paper's high and y'all trying to take some of that shit home so you can have toilet paper. But bitch, give me some goddamn napkins. Needless to say, all I'm trying to say is y'all got to get out of that lazy bone. You're only hurting yourself when you indulge. You're only hurting yourself when you're lazy, when you don't give yourself your all. A lot of us people fall off and die early because we refuse to do nothing with our lives. Have you ever noticed how it's a lot of older people, they retire and then they go back into doing some work? They find something else to do. That's because they don't want to get home and settle into doing nothing when they've always been moving and move. That's what I'm talking about, reintroducing yourself to your partners. I know this one couple, they raised some beautiful kids. They've always made time for the family and for each other. And now that the kids are gone, they're enjoying each other even more. They're able to do some of the things they want to do. They talked about some of the things they want to do, and they're making plans. Retirement in 3 more years. She said, when he retires, so am I. We're going to get a house by the beach. He's going to get him a boat so he can always sail. He's getting a new boat because he already got a boat. He's selling it. And get a new boat. She's going to get her a spot where she can do a little coffee shop slash library cafe. Something like, what is that called? Barnes & Noble. But just something small and intimate. They're making plans together. Black love. Like that shit. That's what we got to do as partners. That's something that I appreciated by my auntie, Brenda, and my uncle Dwight. May he rest in peace. I appreciated them coming together as a family with the kids and having conversations about their future. What are you guys going to do? Ask the kids what they wanted to do. Took in consideration and put a plan together for them to execute it. How are we going to accumulate this? Got family all over the world. They went to see these people. They went places I've never been yet. I'm working on it, but they've been places. They spent Christmas in New York, Christmas in Europe. But that's because they plan for it. That's what we have to do in a relationship. That's why I feel like arranged marriage is pretty good. It's up on my list of things that I'm starting to understand. Because when we fall in love with somebody and we say, oh, we want to be with this person, and we get married, you know what I'm saying? We're so in love with the engagement. We're so in love with the idea of getting married. But we don't understand after getting married, there's a marriage that you have to obtain. Like I said earlier, expectations lead to disappointment. And sometimes we fail to realize that we shouldn't have those expectations. When you get married, don't put more on it, because that's when the problems cause. They say if you last 5 years in your marriage, you will last a lifetime. That first 5 years is important. The first 2 years is that struggling years to where you guys trying to get it right. That partnership, that game plan. Break, let's see if it works. Let's figure out something that's going to work for us. Adapting to each other's bad habits. If you haven't already moved out, see, me and my husband, we was living together. We met in 2003, 2004, we decided to move together. We didn't decide to get married until 2008. That's when he proposed. We got married in 2010, passed away in 2016. So, full life together. We took the time out to say, this is what we are working towards, but let's make sure we got a plan together. So when we got married, it wasn't that I expected him to be a better person or anything. He didn't expect me to be a better person. It was just to solidify what we already had. To people that have been together for a long time and get married 10, 20, 30 years later, sometimes that's better. Because you always got the option to say bye-bye. Don't want to do this no more. Right, if you still stay together, you can say, okay, let's hurry up and get the certificate before we both check out so we can make sure that both of us are straight and down the long run. Got to make sure that things are in order. So if I fall off, you got it. If you fall off, I got it. Other things you got to make arrangements around. But see, with an arranged marriage, you got to go in and say, oh, I don't know this motherfucker. I don't love him. But we have to come up with a game plan, a partnership that's going to work for us. And as that partnership builds and they come up with a routine, they eventually, sometimes, begin to love that person. They have the kids. They do it and raise them together, and it works for them. I don't know nobody who wants to be alone when they're older. I don't know anybody who wants to be by themselves, a little bothered when friends die, because it's just them. That's how my grandmother felt. The people that she had that she can talk to couldn't come and see her, and she couldn't go see them. Not like she used to. A lot of things change, and they don't have that connection. One of my grandmother's favorite gossip buddies, Marietta. They used to talk all the time on the phone, talking shit, talking about whoever in the family, what's going on with their kids, what's going on with her kids, talking bad about us, then talking good about us. then talking about what happened at work, then talking about what happened on the soap operas. But you know, my grandmothers and my mothers used to do that all the fucking time. With the partnership, you grow in a way that works for you. My grandfather and my grandmother. My grandfather was not my biological grandfather. My biological grandfather died of cancer. This man came along and helped my grandmother out. My grandmother realized this nigga was a drunk, realized this nigga, his mother lied about what type of person he was because she was trying to get rid of him and make sure he had someone else to take care of him so she wouldn't have to. That's how she took it. My grandmother didn't really want to be bothered with him. However, that at least he was good to my daughter. At least him and my daughter had a great relationship. At least he had my back when I needed him to, helping me run these riffraffs out of my apartment building. You know, that's what he had. And then as we came along as grandkids, that was grandpa. That was Duck Duck. That was love right there. And he took care of us just the way a grandfather would take care of the kids. Didn't have to worry about nothing. Grandmother and grandfather would argue like cats and dogs. Always had their own room separated by a bathroom that they shared. But they loved each other. They cared about each other. And he nor she wasn't going to let anyone come in and disrespect them. They was going to always have each other's back unless they was arguing with each other. There's a whole lot of horses' asses and everything going on around me. But she stayed with him and decided to get married to him once we started getting older. They weren't married before when we came along. They didn't get married until I was like fourth grade. Decided to go to Vegas one day. Didn't even know it. Went to Vegas one day, got the certificate and came back. Because they didn't want to be living out of wedlock with us children getting older. Even though they ain't having sex. Even though they got their own separate rooms. That's how she did it. That's how they wrote. A partnership that works. That works. My grandfather passed 1 month after my grandmother. The day after we buried her. See, my grandfather, my uncle passed away, and as we was getting the money together to bury him, my grandmother passed away, so we decided to do a double burial on my brother's birthday since he was in prison, and I wanted to assure that his birthday felt special with keeping that memory alive. And right after that, that next day after I get off of work, my grandfather gets really sick, and I try to rush into the hospital, and he dies. In threes. All on the 12th, April 12th, May 12th, June 12th. My grandmother passed away 2 days after her 92nd birthday. A special time for me because I was able to record my last video with her singing happy birthday to her, giving her, I overdraft my account to get her a cake. Because I wanted her to feel special. I've been trying to make her feel special since her 80th birthday, 82nd, 86th, in her 80s. I said, you know what, let's start getting together. Let's start having fun for her birthday. Let's celebrate with her because we don't know how long we got with her. She's in her 80s now. But she made it to 92. And 2 days later, checked out. And then it was like her brother said, Dottie said you need to get up here too. Because baby sister passed first. My grandmother's baby sister passed first. Then her baby brother passed second. Because my grandmother was the oldest. So when he passed away, it was like you said, you need to get up here and see this. The family needs you up here. So they called her up, and my girl was like, nigga, I need my husband to go get me some water. And grabbed him, too. So that's what it is. I feel like once you get to a certain age and you've raised enough babies, you have the right to sit your ass down if you want to. My grandmother got to that point where she said, fuck this surgery, fuck this rehabilitation. I'm laying down. I don't want to get up no more. I'll get up to go use the restroom and do what I need to do, but other than that, I'm not doing nothing else. Got her a chair on her steps. She can get up and down the steps. It wasn't until she started falling too much that she decided to stop walking. And she was entitled to that. I had a student's grandmother came and picked her up the other day, and she was standing there for a long time. I wish I had a chair to give to her at that moment while she was waiting on her child. But I get, you don't want to stand up there. She was 91 years old. Didn't look a day over 70. Black is so beautiful. And she was coming up to the school, driving, 91, driving up to the school in a nice vehicle, my ass, dressed very nicely with her hair done nicely, being able to speak in her right mind, saying she's coming to pick up her granddaughter, this name, this name. Go find her. She said, I said, is that her coming? And she said, no, I don't think so. And when she got closer, she said, oh, you done lost some weight. I didn't know that was you. And she was like, well, I'm going to be sitting out in the car. And to go get the girl and tell her, your mom and your grandmother waiting out there for you coming? Are you going to make her wait? She's 91. Don't make this woman wait. She has every right to be able to sit down. She shouldn't even have to go off and drive nowhere unless she wants to. But that's how it goes. Because she's not lazy. Old people just don't want to sit there no more. If you've got a grandmother or if your mother's getting older, bring the kids over as much as possible, because as much as they may complain about it, that's what keeps them alive. That's what keeps them ticking. That's what keeps their brain still functioning when they have to stay alert with them kids being around. And you know, grandma don't want their crystal being broke. You heard? So take that into consideration. Develop a relationship with your family. Get out of that lazy, that need to be indolent. Keep that in your mind, indolent. It means to be habitually lazy. Get that out of your mind. Do something for you. Even if it's just, if you don't know what it is you want to do, you don't know where you want to start with life, just start by doing research on stuff that interests you. Come across something. You watch something on TV or a movie or whatever. Something comes up that you don't understand or you don't know or you want to know more about. Look into it. I'm always encouraging the kids to look into something while they're sitting there with the world in their hand. Look into something that they can do to create their future now. If you're a ninth grader, 10th grader, 11th grader, or 12th grader, you have time right now to get on your phone and say, how can I make quick money while I'm at school? How can I get more education right now towards my future where I don't have to work as hard after I graduate high school? How can I get a trade before I leave high school so I don't have to worry about getting a decent job? What is it that I need to do to assure that I'm successful out of life? These are the things that I would look up. And I would tell these kids to do that. Do they do that? No. Because what they want to do is be on TikTok. And then I'm learning the life hacks. Then I'm learning how to clean something. Then I'm learning how to grow something. Then I'm learning how to change something. Then I'm learning how to move something. Then I'm learning how to provide, to earn. They're not on there to learn something valuable to enhance their being. It's all nonsense. That's why I don't know if y'all post, if those who's on my Facebook page see that I posted something about California investigating TikTok for their influence on kids. That says a lot. Because even though I see a lot of funny shit that I post on TikTok, I don't be on TikTok per se. I'll be on Facebook where they show you TikTok videos. And I send stuff to my friends that I think that they will benefit from. I still watch some of the stuff they say that's on Amazon that's good for you. I still watch some of the stuff that they say you can grow stuff. That's how I was able to grow my bell peppers and my green onions, because I seen a life hack. They said, do it like this. And I said, oh, let me try that. And it worked. I seen a life hack where they said how you can clean your baking sheets and your baking pans and shit. I said, shit, why not everything? Put everything in there and get it clean. Wash it up real good and put it in there and burn all the excess shit off. I go there to learn credit information, household information, how to make stuff. I have really gotten used to this getting on Google. It bothers me when I see people say, ask questions on Facebook for something that they can ask on Google. You go out of your time to ask somebody on Facebook to tell you the information when you can find the information yourself, because you don't know what the information they're giving you is correct. See, this is the type of person I am. When I say I have lazy traits, that's, like I said, it's my procrastination. But I'm not lazy. I have a couple of friends that would tell you, I have called them to ask them about something I'm doing in my house. If I had not already attacked the job trying to do it myself or did the research on it to learn it myself, and then I would go ask an expert about it. Because I'm not asking you to come over here and help me fix my plumbing. I'm not asking you to come over and help me fix my gas line. But I am going to ask you, am I doing this correctly? Am I missing something? What am I supposed to do? I was about to change a whole pipe underneath my sink because it was leaking and causing me to have roaches, and people know I don't do bugs. But I talked to my friend, and I said, hey, friend, I'm about to change this whole pipe. Should I just get this, or should I get this whole part, and what else should I get with it? I said, well, what's the problem? Told him the problem. I said, no, you don't have to do it. You don't have to change that at all. You just need the rubber gasket. Get you some putting or some tape and put in there, some plumbing tape, and you'll be straight. Put it back on and you're good. I said, what? Went to Home Depot like 2-3 times. But I got this shit done. And I was so proud of myself. I was like, damn, baby, got it going on. Did that shit. Because I didn't want to have stuff for me. Because I know for me, I don't want roaches. I don't want bugs in my house. And I damn sure don't want no fucking rodents. So I do it a point. I make it a point to try to keep my house clean. It may be cluttered, but baby, it damn sure ain't dirty. And when it is dirty, it's my dirty, not your dirty. Your dirty is different. My dirty is dusty, crumbs on the floor, need to be mopped. That kind of does. Yeah. So, and when I get lazy and prolong taking care of that, it don't matter because it's still going to get done. Because the first thing I learned when I moved out by myself the first time is, damn, I make this mess, and I got to clean up after me. I can't let this shit get fucked up even more. And I damn sure don't want it to pile up and I have to clean it up all at once and it take a whole day to clean the whole shit up. I can't do that. So I'm trying to get shit in order. Get in order. Because guess what? You can't sage your house with it still being unorganized because it's not getting into those cracks and crannies. Get the negative energy out of everywhere. It's a part of life. But try learning something every day. And even more so for those who have the lazy people in your life, those people that depend on you to be all that you can be while they are reaping the benefits of that, even though they haven't done any of the responsibilities that take to reap the benefits of that, it's time for you to focus on you. One thing per day. Think of one thing that you want to do differently that you know for sure that you want for yourself and start working towards that goal every day. Even if you can't do what you want to do, figure out how to find your peace, your center. I'm always in a situation where I'm trying to tell myself I'm not trying to eliminate certain situations, even though I complain about it. I'm trying to adapt to it and find peace within it, learn how to grow from it. That's what I'll be trying to do, find peace. Because not every situation is going to be ideal. Not every situation is going to go your way. However, you can adapt and accept. You can't expect God to give you what you want when you're not willing to accept whatever is going to happen. I accepted losing my house, and I accepted the change and knowing what it was going to have to come to doing with that, because I planned plan A, plan B, plan C. I adapted to that and was okay with that. I'm okay with wherever, how this goes, feel it. And God said, you know what? Now that she's okay with it, let me bless her in the way that she needs to be blessed. And that's how it worked. I went longer than what I was supposed to tonight. It's the first night on a new night. And this is not it for this. I'm on Facebook tonight. I don't know how many times I'm going to be on Facebook after this. Follow along, because I will have a Clubhouse page that you guys will be able to go to and really get involved as needed on the show. Also, we're bringing in another show. If everything works out the way it's supposed to be, we're going to have Ladies Night moved over to Thursdays from 8 to 10. Then you would have Theory of a High Mind from 10 to 12. And if everything works out for the rest of the night, you might even get an extra show, depending on how the night goes, where you get a double team, double the trouble, two people that talk shit. But you guys have a great Friday. Happy Friday. It is Friday, the last day of the week. I hope this show starts your day off very well. Till this next Thursday, I'm going to be here, same time, same bat channel. And for those, I'm also going to try to implement doing shots out. I want to be able to advertise businesses that's out there so you guys know what black businesses is out there. Sometimes we're looking for different avenues, need help with something that someone else may have more knowledge on. You might be ready to purchase something, anything. I want to give our people a shout out. Even if it's just, you know how they say good news in church? That's what I want to do. I want to do good news. So tired of seeing the news and it's all sad. It's always about something happening. Sometimes half the shit I might be saying, it might be something sad. It might bring you down. It might be kind of, oh, pity or not. But I want to do good news. So feel free to hit my inbox. Feel free to email me. My email, let me get it together, because I know this. I was about to give you something that's inaccurate. The email is firstladyrealwitted@gmail.com. That is the number one, ST, as in first, lady, real witted. Wit is spelled W-I-T. For those on Facebook, I will put it in the comment part and let you guys know how you can send me music. If you want me to play your music on the show, I will do that. That's not a problem. I know I talked a lot tonight, so there wasn't time for music. I do start with music, though, because I want people to hear some of the music that's out there. So you can send that there. And if you have good news you want me to share, if you have a topic you want me to talk about that you may not want to be a part of but you feel like it should be touched on, if you want me to promote your business. Facebookers, hit my inbox. Those on live that's listening in, you can always hit me on firstladyrealwitted@gmail.com. Number one, stladyrealwitted@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and play this last track for the night. Just one. And you know, it got to be something for me. It has to be something from one of my tracks. I'm just sorry. I like listening to my music. I think I'm pretty good. And I really do need to get back in the studio. I've just been really focused on some things I need to do, procrastinating my focus, but it's getting there. What they say, moving silence, never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. That's me. So you guys enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. Continue to grow. Get that lazy shit off of you. And if you got someone lazy in your corner, make sure you adjust yourself to assure that you don't fall for the same trap. Do you, baby. Do you. Because, again, they're going to have to either rise to the occasion or sit the fuck back and shut the fuck up. If you're driving and you're wearing the pants when you feel like you shouldn't be wearing the pants, then wear the motherfuckers like you walking in the fucking hell and own the fucking place. Be easy, baby. Theory of a high mind.
Grandma so proud, bro, be planting shit. Grandpa like, nigga, you think you slick. Microwave the leaf just to dry it quick. Bag it up and count it up just to see what the profit is. I remember selling weed out my glasses case. High school, I knew there was some money to make. Cutting class to shake hands with what's the face. Hit the mall for breakfast and burger game.
Champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne,
life
on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne,
life
on a beer budget.
Champagne, champagne. Vision food was a class that I never missed. With the kid, TFC, Sagittarius. Drinking suicide and rolling up the cannabis. Homegirl chopping the heat up by accident. Yeah, learn that lesson real quick, deal with. Caught off guard, got me in my feelings. Looking at myself outside of myself for healing. Plotting on how to be back and make a feeling. I want millions, but guess what? I'm fucked. Coming up, I wasn't stupid enough. And no luck, I had to work for that book. No silver spoon in my mouth, but the fuck you thought this was? I got jealous, didn't give a damn. I'm who I say I am. You didn't know, they read all about it up in the telegrams. They tell you all about my mishaps and all my happy ends. I bet you wasn't cut with a knife, but with the money did.
Champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne ice on a beer budget.
Right after high school, had a hungry disposition. Shut my mouth, I had to listen. I read my dreams, I would be kissing and rolling college and the job and still end up stripping. Be your mom, not a victim, hanging out all night just tripping. I was tripping. Sunday newspaper, proof I'm flipping. Graveyard working, got me digging, wondering what the fuck I'm missing. When the homie said dipping, I'm at work, needing a piss. And whoever's supposed to come relieve me ain't came, now I'm tripping. Home in the AM, yeah, I got my own can. Breakfast, I train the joint, TV with reset song. Gotta get some rest, get up and do the bitch and moan. I pop the life, I said I as an adult, it gets old. I think that was right around the time I fell in love with a hoe. Anyway, my circle changed, it got smaller though. As the years passed by, the time it got harder though. Decided it was best for everyone for me to move at.
Champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne, champagne ice on a beer budget. Champagne, 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 life on a beer budget. Champagne, champagne.
gone before my flesh. One is a perfect body for death, needed the hands of the test, taking many shots of the test. If I look like what I've been through, I'll be a wreck. But instead my ability to smile is in check. Couldn't afford shit, and now I want to sue. I was budgeting, couldn't afford work or school. I was humbling, riding the classy swimmer through. In the county, doing me, making money move. Hit the path to help my folks, off the work to do patrol. To the college back row, get the grade, gotta go. Library fee, wipe my cold.
Kids up in here is loud though.
Keep it cause I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Eating breadcrumbs, still gaining weight, so two blunts per day, just to stretch what we roll. Company every day, playing domino. That's the everyday life of black professionals.
I'm all
career, bro.
Champagne lights gonna be a budget. Champagne lights gonna be a budget.
No, because I'm one of them motherfuckers. I get tired of talking to motherfuckers and they don't hear what I'm saying. I swear I be speaking a simple language, but I guess it ain't from here.
Wake the bread, bitches talking nigga to dead. Bitch the end of stress, sounding like Mrs. Donovan. When she say, Charlie Brown. Bitches foreign, not they soul. For a nigga to not know what language is sold. Now they name is Charlie when Miss Donovan go. Have you ever tried to say what's on your mind? And in time the same words is passing right by your one ear. Now some other selective hearing is a mother. And inside a river I had to cry. Something you said to me, just out of clarity. Took an extra breath before you looked at me snarling. Already on the fence, now a bitch back peddling. Whenever is a good time for us to converse. You heard me? Threw me out that quick, oh shit. I'm dealing with the true dipshit. Spilling my guts and shit, got Tivo in this bitch. You better push the fucking pause and do that shit real quick. This isn't one-sided, and with two occupants, communication's gonna happen, so quit fighting it. I keep trying and I'm trying, what's the point in this? When you looking stupid like my name's Donovan. Wake the bread, bitches talking nigga to dead. Bitch the end of stress, sounding like Mrs. Donovan. When she say, Charlie Brown. Bitches foreign, not they soul. For a nigga to not know what language is sold. Now they name is Charlie when it's Donovan go. I'm tired, I beg, and I plead. What else I gotta do just to get your ass to see? Niggas, I'm malicious, but the only thing you hear from me is what you wanna hear. I swear you take it negatively. Send a text, no reply. Use excuse, I say lies. Sitting silence through the night. Then we hold each other tight. Taking Natalie's advice. Some confusion pass on by. But it don't matter if we can't get this communication right. Swear I'm talking to a kid staring at me like I'm foreign. Am I boring? Talking till it's morning. Huh, what you say? I'm concurring. Didn't hear me when I said I was thinking about whoring. You say I'm landing on thick, nigga, I'm pouring. Your mind is like a country I'm trying to go and explore in. My words are too simple for you to not get this. I guess I'm just wild-wilding out like Mrs. Donovan. Wake the bread, bitches talking nigga to dead. Sounding like Mrs. Donovan. When she say, Charlie Brown. Bitches foreign, not they soul. For a nigga to not know what language is sold. Now they name is Charlie, when Mrs. Donovan go.
What's the point of talking if there's no one near out the other? Why would you expect the truth? We don't even trust each other. I must be just a stuttering, cause you looking stupid. Love fuck me up, so if I see him, trust I'm killing Cupid. Move it along with my trust, they using and abusing. And the love that I got left is from my Lord, my music. Beyond the daily, I prove it. I'm a man on a mission, but I can see no point in speaking when they never gon' listen. I've been dead but still living, I'm living free in the prison. Had a job since I was 12, still ain't got no about the pissing. That's why I'm in these streets, cause legal money just ain't cutting it. I know that you not loving it, but when it cracks your budget, you don't know what struggle it is. And if you do, not like this, you ever wanna jump a cliff, split your wrist, shooting mix on. Now I just said a lot that's rare, don't know what you call.
You hear what I'm saying? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Damn, that's what I thought.
Wake up, red, bitches talking niggas is dead. Bitch, the end of stress, sounding like Mrs. Donna Van. When she say, Charlie Brown. Bitches pouring out they soul for a nigga to not know what language is sold. Now they name is Charlie when Miss Donovan go. Wah, 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 wah